This is the English programme. Time for Aesop now. Yes, the classic moral philosopher. We have some short tales from Aesop. Some you will remember or recognise from previous broadcasts, and some maybe not. This one, The Frightened Lion. Short ones, and they rhyme. So, if you're not a fan of rhyming, you've heard of rhyming slang, now rhyming Aesop, yes. A bullfrog, according to rule, sat a croak in his usual pool, and he laughed in his heart as a lion did start in a fright from the brink like a fool. The moral, imaginary fears are the worst. Okay, we've got one here. The mouse and the lion, and after that, the married mouse. I've read this a few times. I do like these very short ones. A poor thing the mouse was, and yet, when the lion got caught in a net, all his strength was no use. 'Twas the poor little mouse who nibbled him out of the net. And the moral, small causes may produce great results. Yes, and the married mouse. So the mouse had Miss Lion for bride. Very great was his joy and pride. But it chanced that she put on her husband her foot, and the weight was too much, so he died. Oh dear, that's a bit of a, not a very nice tale. I'm beginning to think that Aesop was he was quite miserable, wasn't he, really? The moral there, one may be too ambitious. Well, yes, one may be too miserable, quite, perhaps. Hercules and the Wagoner, now. When the god saw the wagoner kneel, crying, "Hercules, lift me my wheel from the mud where 'tis stuck," he laughed, "No such luck. Set your shoulder yourself to the wheel. The gods help those who help themselves." And we shall do, I think we'll do two more, because these are frightfully short tales, these ones. The lazy housemaids. Hands up if you're a lazy housemaid. No, Pilar has not raised her hand. Okay. Two maids killed the rooster whose warning awoke them too soon every morning. But small were their gains, for their mistress took pains to rouse them herself without warning. The moral here, laziness is its own punishment. Oh yes, absolutely. Okay, we have one more, and we finish. This is The Fox and the Crow. Said sly fox to the crow, with the cheese. Is that right, Pilar? Hang on a minute. Yes, it is. I'm looking at a drawing, and the writing is a bit... I'm going to go for the text version here. Right, okay. Said sly fox to the crow with the cheese, "Let me hear your sweet voice. Now do please." And this crow, being weak, cawed the bit from her beak. "Music charms," said the fox, "and here's cheese." The moral, beware of flatterers. Okay, I get the moral. If someone is saying nice things about you, they may be after something. I get that. Be on your guard. But for most of that little thing there, the poem, I didn't understand it at all. So there we go. Okay. Right. In the next English programme, Aesop will include The Dog in the Manger and The Frog and the Bull. This is the English programme. What's your favourite Aesop tale? Send it in, or at least the title. But if you've got the entire text, send it in. We can read it out on the programme. You can leave a little message on our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.